The first large-scale participatory budgeting initiative in Colorado took place in Archuleta County recently. I spoke with Drew Brown of Aduce Consulting back in November 2020 about the initiative and have invited Drew to give us an update now that the budgeting process is complete and the positive impacts are being felt for several food security projects. Also joining the conversation today is Rose Chavez, a healthy communities advocate in Archuleta County, and she'll be speaking about the impact on mobile food pantry and other projects. Thanks to you both for joining me today. Let's start with you, Drew. I did interview you in November, as I said, but for those who may not have heard that or may not be familiar with what participatory budgeting is, can you go ahead and just give us a quick overview of that process and also the initiative in Archuleta County?
Sure, Tammy. Thanks for having us today. The Archuleta Food Coalition, which was established in 2017 in order to work on food insecurity in the county, as well as bring together the different players in the overall local food system, decided to put up $20,000 and made it available for a process known as participatory budgeting. We hosted that process from September through December of last year. It was a pretty compressed process compared to many others, but I think it went really well. Participatory budgeting, as I mentioned back in November, is a tool that cities and organizations can use to increase participation, both in number and in depth, so that participants are able to make collective decisions about shared resources. So people come together, they pose some ideas, develop some project proposals, and then they vote on them, and the ones that win are funded by the available funds. So we had 9 projects in November, most of which were funded, and those that weren't funded were still taken on by the coalition in order to help them launch.
Great. So sounds like the process itself kind of functioned as intended.
Sure. Yes, it did. You know, we learned quite a bit because it was a pretty compressed process.
Right.
So there are a lot of things that we tried that hadn't really been tried very widely before. You know, trying to do the entire process virtually was its own hurdle, but I think it was really successful considering what we knew at the time. We had over 300 people register to vote and over 200 people actually cast a vote. The voting platform was great, but we weren't totally familiar with it, but I think we worked out most of the kinks. And if we were to do it again, it would be even better, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I know part of your intention when we spoke last was to kind of see where tweaks are needed, see how it works. So it sounds like you've got a good sense of those things right now. So let's pivot over to Rose for a few minutes. Thanks again for joining us today, Rose. You're a healthy communities advocate over in Archuleta County. And share with our listeners how, from your perspective as a person that works kind of in the trenches with different projects, how this process of participatory budgeting impacted, for starters, the mobile food pantry, the project you're most involved with.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. Yeah, the mobile food pantry actually was posited as an after-hour pantry from the community. We heard the need for more locations in the county, in some of the more remote areas of the county, but also within the community because folks are having issues with access to transportation and getting to those food pantries during the normal business hours, as well as just where the pantries are located in town. Not all folks are able to access them. So it was really key to listen to the community's voice in that effort. And so the coalition and community members came together to devise a strategic plan around the effort. We did a pilot back in December where community partners, transportation partners actually helped us deliver fresh meals, hot meals, and food pantry boxes to Arbeliz and Aspen Springs. And so we learned a lot from that. And that's really key to the process of the Food Coalition is these cycles of learning and that we use those to inform our next steps. And so the Food the mobile food pantry is actually going to launch here in April. Our first dates are April 5th and 6th, and we will provide non-perishable items in addition to a few fresh fruits and vegetables in those food pantry boxes, and we'll bring them right out to community members on Highway 160 and 84. And all folks need to do is show up with their mask, and they're eligible for a box.
Wow, that sounds great. You mentioned cycles of learning. I wonder if you could speak to two of the other programs, the Snack in a Backpack program and the Heritage Food program, and how they were also impacted by this process.
Yeah, so we heard from one of our community members, a local Apache mom who has some children who live in Dulce, and there's actually, we heard a big need for supplementing the diets, just providing some fresh snacks to some of these kids who ride the school buses from New Mexico, Dulce, Tierra Maria, and Chama. We bring students in from those areas into the schools here in Archuleta County. And we really wanted to, or rather that mom really wanted to make sure that those kids had some snacks for those long buses, bus rides, as well as items over the weekend. And so kids will get a backpack of fresh snacks on Thursdays. And then on the next week, they'll bring back those items and we'll restock them for the next weekend. So we're going to kick off that project here in April. And we're looking forward to working with the Archuleta School District in our partnership. And then we also collaborated with a few other members in the community to develop a heritage food program. And that the idea behind that was to really highlight the cuisine and the local produce of some of the immigrants in the area. And so those classes were held in March. We had 3 weeks of classes and great participation in the community. And really with all of these projects, they're being pilot tested. And so we are looking for funding so we can look to scaling these up in the near future.
So tell me how this, if you have a sense of how these really great programs that you just spoke of and the great initiatives are happening around them, how did the participatory budgeting process, aside from having the resources, are there other ways that you feel that this process of making decisions from the ground up, positively impacted these programs?
I really think it was the collective voice of the community, and the real gem of participatory budgeting is that group brainstorm of collective ideas and solutions to the issues that we're facing in our community. And so that continues throughout the process of these projects. We're constantly looking for engagement of the community to participate and to also shape how these projects are going to move forward in the community.
Great, thank you. Drew, we just have a short amount of time left. Any looking into the future, how might the lessons learned from this first large-scale initiative, first in Colorado of its kind, thoughts on the future for this process in Archuleta County?
Well, I mean, I think one thing that we were able to show is that participatory budgeting can work really well in context beyond just the city. So this worked for a food coalition focused on food coalition issues, and I think it was largely successful. I think there's a lot of work in the state going on around the food system, and this is an effective way of increasing participation both in quantity and quality. And I also think that it aligns really well with the coalition's goals of creating cycles of learning. This is supposed to be a cyclical process in which each time it gets better. It's not about how good it was, but how can we improve? I think there's a lot of work going on in La Plata, and Montezuma County has a lot going on when it comes to agriculture and their food system. And I think that this is an innovation that they can implement in order to bring people in, because to a certain extent, it's fun too. being a part of it, talking to other people, becoming more aware of these issues. I know that Denver will be starting its first cycle of participatory budgeting this year on a citywide basis. So it seems like it's catching on in the state.
Well, wonderful. Well, kudos to you and to everyone involved in this, getting this initiative going right here in our little corner of the state. I want to thank Drew Brown and Rose Chavez for joining me today. We've been speaking about the participatory budgeting process happening in Archuleta County and some of the really great outcomes as a result of that collaboratively based process. More information, as I understand it, please share any other links, Drew or Rose, but can be found at Food Coalition and then the number 4, foodcoalitionforarchuleta.org. Any other resources that you want to share?
Yeah, folks can feel free to call us to join in and participate or learn more about the initiatives. Our number is 401-371-3227.
Wonderful. Thanks again to you both.